96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Governor Tony Evers has signed a $5.21 million contract for a resurfacing project on Highway 27 in Sawyer County. The project covers Highway 27 from West Boylan Road north of Sand Lake to just north of West Carroll Drive in the town of Hayward. Construction is scheduled to begin July 13th, with crews expected to begin mobilizing during the week of July 6th. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, the pavement along that stretch of highway is showing signs of deterioration. The project will include resurfacing the roadway, improving shoulders, replacing and repairing culverts, making spot curb and gutter repairs, and completing inlet maintenance. The department says Highway 27 will be closed for about 3 weeks during culvert replacement work, with a detour using Highway 70, US 53, and US 63. During the remainder of construction, traffic will be reduced to a single lane controlled by flagging operations. The project is expected to be completed in early September. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will also hold a public information meeting June 29th at the Bass Lake Town Hall in Hayward. Young people looking to get certified to operate a boat or personal watercraft in Wisconsin will have an opportunity to do so this weekend in Cable. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering a boating safety course June 26th and 27th at the Nemecogon Town offices. State law requires anyone born after January 1st, 1989 to have a boating safety certificate or equivalent certification to operate a motorboat or jet ski. The class is especially important for youth ages 12 to 15 who must complete an in-person course to become certified. Participants must also attend both sessions scheduled for Friday evening and Saturday. Pre-registration is required through the Go Wild website. For more information or questions, you can call 402-630-0300. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public input as it updates the Wisconsin State Park System's strategic plan. The DNR says the plan will help guide the future of Wisconsin's 126 state park properties over the next decade, including parks in northern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Park System recently celebrated its 125th anniversary and includes a wide range of properties offering recreational opportunities across the state. The update will examine current conditions across the park system, identify challenges and opportunities, and help shape future priorities for recreation, conservation, and visitor services. The DNR is asking the public to complete an online survey and share feedback on their experiences, priorities, and ideas for the future of Wisconsin state parks. Comments will be accepted through August 4th. More information and a link to the survey can be found on the DNR's website. As communities across Wisconsin consider large energy users such as data centers and industrial facilities, Xcel Energy has filed a proposal with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin aimed at protecting customers from higher electric costs. Xcel Energy says the proposal would ensure that new large electric customers pay the full cost of the infrastructure needed to serve them rather than shifting those costs to existing and future customers. Under the plan, new customers using 100 megawatts of electricity or more would be required to enter into binding 15-year commitments backed by financial security provisions. They would also be required to make minimum monthly payments and pay exit fees if they end operations early. Xcel Energy says the proposal would establish transparent rules for serving large electric customers while ensuring current customers are not left paying for the costs associated with major new developments. The proposal is now under review by the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public input as it updates the Wisconsin State Park System's strategic plan. The DNR says the plan will help guide the future of Wisconsin's 126 state park properties over the next decade, including parks in northern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Park System recently celebrated its 125th anniversary and includes a wide range of properties offering recreational opportunities across the state. The update will examine current conditions across across the park system, identify challenges and opportunities, and help shape future priorities for recreation, conservation, and visitor services. The DNR is asking the public to complete an online survey and share feedback on their experiences, priorities, and ideas for the future of Wisconsin State Parks. Comments will be accepted through August 4th. More information and a link to the survey can be found on the DNR's website. As communities across Wisconsin consider large energy users such as data centers and industrial facilities, Xcel Energy has filed a proposal with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin aimed at protecting customers from higher electric costs. Xcel Energy says the proposal would ensure that new large electric customers pay the full cost of the infrastructure needed to serve them rather than shifting those costs to existing and future customers. Under the plan, new customers using 100 megawatts of electricity or more would be required to enter into binding 15-year commitments backed by financial security provisions. They would also be required to make minimum monthly payments and pay exit fees if they end operations early. Xcel Energy says the proposal would establish transparent rules for serving large electric customers while ensuring current customers are not left paying for the costs associated with major new developments. The proposal is now under review by the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. I'm Maddie Schaefer, and you're listening to Northwoods News.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. Some are calling it the end of an era. The Milwaukee Bucks trade the arguably greatest player in franchise history, Giannis Antetokounmpo, to the Miami Heat. The blockbuster trade broke late on Monday night after months, if not years, of uncertainty surrounding the star sharpshooter. On a special edition of Civic Media's Make the Call, Jimmy Casca and the crew commiserate over the trade, seeing Giannis leave Milwaukee, and the championship legacy Bucks fans still get to hold on to.
I was very sad for a while because it's to me, you know, the end of an era for the Bucks. It's just one of those things, like, you knew it was coming, you didn't want it to happen, and it did anyway. I'm curious about where you guys are at. I felt like this was inevitable, and we have finally arrived to that day.
As Jimmy says, Giannis saved basketball here in Wisconsin and delivered the 2021 title, the parade and years of memories that can't be taken away. A man accused of secretly placing a recording device inside a bathroom at the Menominee Medical Office where he worked is now facing charges in Eau Claire County. Medical assistant Meng Vang has been facing 30 felony charges in Dunn County, but now faces additional charges with prosecutors saying they found images secretly recorded by the defendant at a reform medicine office in Eau Claire. Vang is scheduled to appear in court on the new charges today. Finding new leadership for UW-Madison and the state university system will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars and take months to complete. The combined searches for a new chancellor and system president are expected to exceed $461,000. Outside firms are leading the effort, helping identify candidates and manage the hiring process. The president's position became vacant after a high-profile firing of Jay Rothman earlier this year. Regents say they hope to fill that role first, with a decision expected later this fall. Eau Claire County has officially filed a lawsuit against a number of chemical manufacturers over PFAS contamination. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
The lawsuit was filed in Chippewa County Circuit Court earlier this month as the county seeks to recover damages for the forever chemicals in the water supply near the Chippewa Valley Regional Airport. According to the complaint, the named defendants in the lawsuit include companies like 3M, DuPont, and more, and lists seven causes of action, including defective design, negligence, and violations of the Wisconsin Uniform Fraudulent Transfer Act. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Environmental regulators say nearly 100 public water systems in Wisconsin have PFAS levels above federal drinking water standards enacted last year. That includes water systems in the cities of Eau Claire, Wausau, Madison, and La Crosse. Students in Madison will have much less access to their phones at school starting this fall under a new district policy. Middle schoolers will not be allowed to use phones at all during the school day, even at lunch or recess. High school students will have to keep devices put away during class, passing periods, and school activities, but can use them at lunch. The school board approved the plan to meet a new state law, though some parents say it may not go far enough or include enough community input. The furthermost upriver lock in the lower Fox River system may soon see boat traffic again after being closed for more than a decade. The Fox River Navigational System Authority has approved an agreement with the DNR on the Menasha Lock. Built in the mid-1800s, the Menasha Lock was closed due to an invasive species of fish, the round goby, being found below the Nina Dam. The recent agreement means the DNR will apply a fish toxicant to prevent the spread of round gobies into the Winnebago system while commercial boats move through the system. The agreement doesn't include recreational boaters at this point, but officials say they hope to get to that point over the next year. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
No comment from the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. Bucks general manager John Horst had no comment about trading Giannis to Miami.
Until trades are approved by the league, we're not allowed to comment on anything, and so there won't be any conversations about that.
Horst says that won't happen until July 6th. Last night, the Bucks drafted Malik Lewis, a forward in the Australian League, in a three-way deal for cash with the Wizards and the Heat. Nate Ament, taken in the first round, on joining a Bucks team in transition.
I mean, I really wouldn't say it's so much extra pressure. Obviously, we're stepping into me and, you know, top 10 draft pick Braden Burris, who's a tremendous player, and I'm excited to get to learn with him, but you know, they're big shoes to fill over there in Milwaukee, and if anything, I see it as opportunity and not as pressure.
Baseball. The Brewers with a 6-5 win last night to complete a three-game sweep of the Reds. Reliever Chad Patrick got the win. The Brewers have now won 24 of their last 30 games at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.